Good evening, lovelies, and welcome to Talks with Tea, a community where we host space for real conversations about mental health, healing, and the power of connection. I'm your host, Taisha Joseph Abrams, and this podcast is all about showing up for each other, sharing our stories, and reminding ourselves that we're never alone in what we're going through. Every episode is a chance to grow together, learn from each other, and build a stronger, more passionate community, one conversation at a time. Let's dive in. And remember, protect your peace, drink your water, mind your business, and don't let anyone mess with your mental health.
Hi, lovelies. How are you? Hope you had a lovely weekend, and I hope all is well. Today, we're going to talk about intimidation. And let me just do a full disclaimer before getting into it. I want to say that forms of intimidation is actually worthy, meaning needed. And some forms of intimidation can actually do more harm than anything else. From time and time again, you might hear me say, not every stone thrown at you is to harm you, but to help build you up. As you are to take each stone, stack them up, and look over any and all obstacles, any and all fear. According to Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, for the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Which means we ourselves have the power within us to lead in a certain direction. For those who tuned in last week, it kind of goes hand in hand with daily permissions, right? Meaning you have the power to sign off on what and whom you want to be a part of your life and why. You have the same signature that can sign off for it and the same one to sign off against it. The only difference is 9 times out of 10, you're going to sign off for it because it feels good, look good, smell good. For those who have been listening to my podcast, you remember when I said not every candy is good for you. Just because it's sweet, don't mean you won't have cavities later on. So just because it look good, smell good, and feel good does not mean it's good for you. It's okay and cute to have fun from time to time. But just remember, it's not always good for you. Some could be poisonous. When was the last time you got intimidated? What did it even entail? Did you go along with it? And please be honest with yourself. I tell people, it's one thing to lie to me, it's another to lie to yourself. Did you kind of dot those I's and maybe cross those T's just so that it makes sense in your head? Did you pick up a book or two? Did you go to somebody, maybe an elder, to justify why you're doing what you're doing so it can make sense? Or did you just say, screw it? It's life. Life is short. Why not? Then you realize, hold up. Did they just use intimidation to get over on me? Was it the fact that someone thought they had something over you to win you over? Maybe they knew more about you than you knew of yourself. And if that's the case, which is a whole nother conversation, maybe we don't need to tell everything that we do, from social media to the wrong ear, coming out the wrong lips. Again, poisonous. Was it because they had a loved one as a hostage? And that doesn't mean figuratively. Mentally and emotionally works just the same. Was it because they can see through you? The same you that you're afraid to let shine. That same you that you think people would laugh at if they really knew the you that stands before you. Was it a matter of just seeing how far they can go? doing certain things to you, to put that fear in your heart. Sidebar, do you remember when we used to say that as kids? Oh, so-and-so put fear in your heart and then laugh at it, not realizing what we were saying. Because for me, the only thing to fear in life is yourself. The only person you should ever be afraid of is your higher being. He created you. So being afraid of any and everything else doesn't hold any value. At least not the value that it should. Most people who try to intimidate others do so that they can get what they want, when they want, how they want it, which means it comes with a list of rules. And in that case, we go along with them. For example, I had a supervisor who tried to intimidate me by writing me up for time and attendance. Now, for those who know me and know me well, I'm pretty sure you know what I did with that piece of paper. Did it have an impact? Not really. Again, there's only one person I'm afraid of, and nobody with the exception of he is him. There's only two things that she could have done to me: continue writing me up and so eventually suspend me and then fire me, or I could have left on my own accord, which is exactly what I did. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm not afraid of anything or I've never been afraid of anything, because then I'll be telling stories. However, when it comes to intimidation, I don't fear anything. You're not him. He is not you. When we learn to accept whom is intimidating us, we learn how to navigate it. We learn how to navigate through it. And in this particular case, this person had her own agenda. She did not like the fact that my unit was fond of me. The other patients were fond of me. It bothers her. I'm pretty sure some of you have heard the saying, all I have to do is stay black and die, right? Like, you can't do nothing to me. And then a few weeks later, something happens. And yes, I am chuckling for those who are wondering why she laughing. That's not funny. Actually, it's amusing. Reason being, the moment you allow fear into your heart, you were already afraid with what was to come. When you know that you have the power within you to adjust your life, for my ladies, stand up, brush that off, fix your crown, drink your water, and keep it moving. For my gents, fix that tie, fix your cufflinks, make sure your blazer is well put together, and keep it moving, and walk like a boss. Intimidation only works on those who lack certain things about themselves, whether it's self-esteem, confidence, meaning, worth. I mean, the list can go on and on and on. Once a person can identify that you fear certain things or you lack certain things, they will use it as an attempt to discover you and eventually take action. And this can go on for weeks at a time. If I had to think of the one thing that I'm afraid of, the one thing that I fear, is me not becoming the person that he called me to be. And at that moment, that's on me. I want you to think about the last time you were intimidated, the last time someone thought they were intimidating you and failed. Who were they? What did they have going on with their lives? Were they where they wanted to be? Or were they using an intimidation tactic such as a write-up or slapping an eviction notice on your door or writing you up for anything other than time and attendance, maybe probation from school, such as academic probation. So now you're stuck, or putting you on medical leave saying that your medical quote-unquote disability is going to enable you from graduating. When was the last time someone actually intimidated you and succeeded What did that feel like? What did it do for you? What did it do for them? I will always say, temporary fixes lead to permanent damage. We ourselves get intimidated all the time. All the time. And just because we are does not mean that you're weak, blinded, or less than. It means that you're human. And I'm sure I've intimidated someone in the past without even knowing. It happens. However, it's not a matter of whether or not you get intimidated. It's a matter of whether or not you allow someone to win. Know that you are somebody. Know that you are firm. Know that you have the power to not only look above and beyond that person, but you have the power to stand up and tell them with the same mouth that you cuss with, the same mouth that you yourself intimidate people with, the same mouth that you sit there to belittle others so that you could look like somebody that you want to be and you will never become. You can use that same mouth to approach the person that's intimidating you. And FYI, that person can go from a loved one, an intimate partner, a want-to-be friend, or a real friend. And yes, each category counts. It could even go from a coworker, maybe a subordinate of your own. I've had people tell me I talk with my hands a lot, and yes, I do, to get my point across. The irony, why are you focusing on my hand movement rather than words that are coming out of my mouth? What does that do for you? Is it going to help you plan out your next thought process? Because if that's the case, you're going to watch my hand movement more than listen to what I'm saying. You're going to miss the points that are coming out of my mouth. Again, intimidation. As a 5'1", 118-pound woman, I can tell you personally, I have family that are much bigger than I. One of my brothers is almost 6 feet, plays sports, athletic director of a charter school. The size does not matter. The title does not matter. Who you are is what matters. Who you choose to become is what matters. Intimidation only works on those that are vulnerable. But when you step back and you put thought into whom he has molded you to become, that intimidation tactic will make you feel like you're doing something right, like you're on top of the world, because clearly you wouldn't want to intimidate somebody that you yourself don't feel threatened by. So please tell me, when was the last time somebody succeeded in intimidating you? And if they haven't done so, or you're not willing to admit to such, which is fine, this is a non-judgment zone, I want you to take a step back, ask yourself what you're doing right, that you haven't fell through those cracks. And if you have, and they did succeed, take those examples, or that example if it was only one time, as something to make you better. It's a lesson learned. It wasn't a mistake. We don't make mistakes over here. We don't have regrets. We learn from them. We build from them. We stand on top of them. And we succeed.
You know, intimidation is one hell of a thing. I am a 27-year-old woman. And I still get intimidated. I still cringe at the mean girls who sit in the cafeteria. I still cringe at people bullying grown-ass people, because why do we have to be like that? But more importantly, why do your issues have to affect me? It shouldn't. It really shouldn't. But for some reason, I let the other perspectives of me creep through my door. Sometimes they slip past my walls that I built. And it took me a long time to build them. But I have bad days too. I have days where I don't feel secure. I have days where I'm not feeling the strongest. And I always have to remind myself that it's okay. I'm always reminding myself, Alexis, it's okay. Give yourself grace. That G word, if you searched it up in my iMessages, grace is used often.
because I do not give myself enough grace to be a human being. And at the end of the day, when I think about it, it's like, who are you? Because I know who I am. I think intimidation is such an ugly word. Even the word intimidation, just looking at it, feels a bit intimidating. But I'm tired of being intimidated by people who don't even matter, or people who are not perfect themselves. So why do I look for that perfection within myself when I'm trying to please people who could never be close to perfect? Because it does not exist. We need to let go of how other people feel about us. We need to let go of how other people may perceive us. Because at the end of the day, nobody knows you more than you. And that shouldn't be something to prove. And I shouldn't have to feel like I need to change myself in order to sit with one of the mean girls. Because honestly, I don't want to sit with them. I want to stay as far as I possibly can from them. In high school, I was actually prom queen. I was popular, but in my own way. I didn't have to do and like bend my back to be this popular person. It was just me. It was within me, naturally. And especially now as a grown woman, it's like, I'm in high school again. But this time, it's different. I'm not in high school again. I'm not 16. I'm not 17. I'm 27. So it's time to start acting like one. And this actually excites me because I had to remind myself who I was. And whenever I remember who I am, it's like a battery in my back.
What does intimidation mean to me? This is a very loaded question because I view it from different perspectives. Initially, when I hear the word intimidation, I immediately think Black woman existing, because no matter what you do, someone somewhere is going to liken you to being aggressive or authoritative or assertive, when in reality, you just intimidate them because of all of the qualities that you have within yourself. So instead of being inspired by you, they're intimidated by you, which also makes me think about, you know, the idea of, do you want to be inspired by someone, or like, do you want to fear them? And I think that a lot of people also view myself, other Black women, as intimidating in a perspective of being fearful of them because they cannot achieve some of the things that maybe myself or others have achieved. It's not necessarily just about race either, but I've yet to, you know, hear someone say that they were intimidated by a non-woman of color and it was because of their accolades or level of education. It was always about looks if it was not a woman of color. Like, she was intimidatingly hot or something. But to be a Black woman, you know, one of the first things you hear is, you're just so intimidating. And it's such a convoluted answer because it's like, what about me is exactly intimidating? Is it my affect? Is it my persona? And more than likely, you usually hear, you're intimidating because you're highly articulate, or you're intimidating because you have a very profound work ethic, or you're intimidating because, you know, you have such a drive. And so it's kind of used as like a double-edged sword. That's why I said I look at it like from a different perspective, or rather multiple perspectives, I guess you can say.
And with that, I would say this.
But yet, and it shall be 10th, and it shall return, and shall be eaten as a tail tree, as an oak whose substance is in them. And when they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof.
And that's from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 13, meaning, although things will be destroyed, they will still blossom once renewed. So even if someone is trying to intimidate you for their own personal cause, you can still, in fact, you will still be renewed, rebuilt, and reformed. In the beginning, I mentioned that intimidation can be used for good and bad. In this case, as it stands, someone can try to knock down your tree just for them to win, to look stronger, to feel like they're doing something. And just like it said in the book of Isaiah, just because you're knocked down doesn't mean you still won't have your leaves flowing and be built, or in this case, rebuilt of substance. When and if you think someone or something is trying to intimidate you, step back and ask yourself, is it for good or for bad? Because either way, you will be reborn. First and foremost, Father, I want to thank you for allowing me to even know what the term intimidation means. I want to thank you for giving me wisdom, strength, guidance, confidence. And even on my blue days where I feel like I'm just being defeated, whether it's from my past, whether it's from something that's currently going on, you never let me down. You never let me crumble. You never let me fall to the point of no return. But you told me, don't waste your time trying to fill me with fear or anxiety. I am doing the works of my Father, and that's all I should be concerned about. I will say it again. Don't waste your time trying to fill me with fear or anxiety. I am doing the works of my Father, and that's all I should be concerned about. Therefore, I will not focus on what other people are doing. I'm going to focus and continue to focus on what you have installed for me. Thank you.